This is TWiT.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm Matt Pruitt, and I want to talk to you about a set of content creator devices that was just announced today at time of recording this here video, and it comes from Buyer Dynamic. They announced a new set of headphones for content creators, as well as microphones for content creators. And they sent me both of those, but I've actually haven't really sat down with the headphones, but I did spend some time with this microphone right here. And this is the Buyer Dynamic M70 Pro X dynamic microphone. Yes, dynamic microphone. Again, these are some products that they announced for content creators, people that are wanting to be live streamers or podcasters, voiceover artists, things of that nature, or just someone that's working from home more and more these days, and they just want their audio to sound way better than the next person in the meeting. Because unfortunately, folks, this working from home stuff isn't going anywhere anytime soon. And it's quite all right, quite frankly. But anyway, yeah, more about this mic. It's not a condenser microphone. They do have a condenser microphone option, but this is a dynamic microphone, meaning you're going to have the proximity effect. So the closer you get to the mic, the more rich and natural, even more bassy that your voice will sound as you get closer to it. So, for example, I have my trusty Heil PR40 that we use here on the network, and the closer I get to it, the even better my voice sounds on it. But it's not required. I'm just standing here roughly 4 to 6 inches away from the mic, and my voice still sounds clean, crisp, and natural. It's a pretty signature sound that comes from the Heil PR40. In contrast with this Buyer Dynamic, in my testing, I'm getting pretty much the same results. I was quite impressed. So what I want to do is just give you a couple samples of me speaking into both microphones. So right now I'm speaking into the Heil PR40, as you can hear there. So now I'm going to mute the Heil PR40 and switch on over to the Buyer Dynamic M70 Pro X. Okay, so now I am speaking into the Buyer Dynamic microphone here. Very, very nice. Again, they offer a condenser option on this, and I'm not too keen on condenser microphones. They usually require power, and they just don't sound as good. They pick up a lot of extra ambient sound, even though they are stated to have a cardioid pattern. This has a cardioid pattern on it, which is going to give you great quality for fighting noise coming off of the axis of the microphone capsule. And so again, if I move over, it does sound a little bit quieter because I'm not speaking directly down the barrel of the microphone. But as I get right on it, my voice sounds good and sounds natural. And again, with the proximity effect, still pretty dadgum good. Yes, this should have some sort of a pop filter on it because you do get some plosives as I get this close. But that's not Buyer Dynamic's fault. You can get another pop filter and supply this for your microphone. So now I'm going to switch back from the Buyer Dynamic over to the Heil PR40. Okay, so now we are back on the Heil PR40, and I want to show you a visual comparison from a spectral display showing the sound coming from these microphones, and it's going to surprise you. So let's switch over to my screen here as I am in Adobe Audition, and right here, this track here, this first part of the track, this is me speaking into the Buyer Dynamic. And this is speaking into the Heil PR40. So as I play it back. Okay. All right. This is a test. Speaking into the Buyer Dynamics M70 dynamic microphone. Okay. So again, the Buyer Dynamic M70 Pro X microphone versus the Heil PR40. As you look at these two spectral displays, they look pretty dadgum similar. I mean, really, as I zoom in on this, there's not much of a difference here on these two frequencies, or two spectral displays. The only difference I see is apparently I was having a bit of a noise problem. Looks like maybe some sort of interference on the cable or something. Because you can see there's a little line, a faint line going right across the screen there. But yeah, that was at the time of that recording. It doesn't sound like that now, fortunately, because our editors will yell at me. But yeah, it's pretty nice to see just how similar the spectral display is. It shows you that you're getting really, really quality audio coming out of this microphone. Again, this is a cardioid dynamic microphone, which requires an XLR input. So if you don't have some sort of XLR interface that you can put on your computer, you're going to need to get one, which those are pretty easy to find and not very expensive. But yeah, this is pretty dadgum nice for the audio quality. Now back to me here on the screen. I do have just a little bit of a gripe on this microphone. So again, this is a good looking mic. It comes with a shock mount, XLR interface. But this feels a little bit plasticky. The shock mount on it is fine. I can bang on the desk and things like that, and it's not going to pick up too much of the noise unless it's something around maybe 40 hertz or so, which is really, really low. And you can easily put a filter on your audio to cut that off. But the other gripe that I had is, even though I have this nice little mount on there, it's not very secure. I literally can just pull this in and out. So if I happen to, you know, tilt this down the wrong way, it could slide out potentially. I really wish they had some sort of way to put a securing screw here on the bottom of it to lock this microphone into the shock mount a little bit more, because it literally just moves in and out without an issue. Yeah, that's just my two cents on that. And again, that feels a little bit plasticky for a shock mount, but yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm just too nitpicky on that. But other than that, yeah, from a sound quality standpoint, this is going to be good to go. You can get the Beyerdynamic M70 Pro X microphone online for $299, which is pretty good in comparison to the Howe PR40 that I'm speaking on. It is roughly $340. We'll have some links in the show notes for you to check this out. And again, they did announce some new headphones, but I haven't touched those headphones, so I'm not going to be on this here camera and talk about them, even though I haven't used them. So we'll move on from that. Maybe I'll talk about that in another episode. But that's going to do it for this here chat, folks. Thank you all for checking us out. Hope you all continue to do well, be well, create, and dominate, and keep coming back to this here Tech Break here on Twitch.